This is Dr. Olivera dictating for April the 3rd of 2023. Then the first patient is Nereida Rios. The last name is R-I-O-S. The first name is November Echo Roger Echo India Delta Alpha. Nereida, N-E-R-E-I-D-A. This is a clinical case of a 76-year-old Hispanic female that was recently admitted to a hospital with COVID-19 pneumonia. Period. The patient was complaining of weakness, tiredness, general malaise, persistent cough. The patient has remaining cough. She had bilateral infiltrates, however, she improved, and she was treated with the administration of the steroids and antibiotics. Period. Interestingly, she got better as the hospitalization went on. Number two. She has a history of chronic kidney disease that was stage 5. She doesn't have any proteinuria during the hospital stay. And after the administration of fluids, the kidney function got much better, and she went to the point that the serum creatinine was reported 2.8, a BUN of 48, and an estimated GFR of 16. That was making her a CKD stage 4, period. The most likely situation is that the patient is very sensitive to the hemodynamic changes. For that reason, we are going to ask the patient to follow a body weight of 192 pounds. She's going to be fluid restricted and take the furosemide 40 milligrams only if the body weight goes above 192 pounds. Period. We are going to reevaluate this kidney function in 6 weeks. Following number, arterial hypertension. This arterial hypertension has been under control today. The patient is 119 over 79 with a body weight of 192 pounds. She has a BMI of 37. Following number, diabetes mellitus that has been under control. Following number, hyperlipidemia seems to be under control. Following number, hypothyroidism on replacement therapy. Following number, a hyperuricemia that is treated with the administration of Uloric. The patient has a long and complex list of medications, and we have to make a reconciliation. The patient and the husband were asked to bring the bottles for the bottles of medication for the next visit. We invested 15 minutes reviewing the hospitalization. In the face-to-face, 15 minutes. In the documentation, 8 minutes.